Welcome to Tool World. We're your hosts. I'm Gordon Ju.
And I'm David Ju, and we're here to discuss everything about IGF patterns. If you're interested in learning more, make sure to like the podcast.
Welcome back to the Tool World podcast. I'm your host, David Ju, and I'm here with Master Ju. Recently, we kind of came across this YouTube video.
Okay.
You
spend a lot of time on YouTube, don't you? I hope these guys spend a lot of time on YouTube watching us.
Yeah. I'll link the video down below as well. But basically, this guy was kind of rating different martial arts. He's looking at all of the different ones that you might see nowadays, with the exception of UFC, just because that is the culmination of multiple martial arts. And so he kind of wanted to take a look at
the different arts.
The different arts, right. What I found interesting about this video was he compared it on three different levels. I think a lot of times people, they think about martial arts and they just want to go self-defense. UFC, how does it work in the ring? How does it protect me, right?
Yeah, no, I think that's true. I mean, at the end of the day, what is martial art? It's military art. It's the study of, self-defense ideas, really.
Yeah.
Because that's what the military is. Taekwondo is that, foot, hand, art. It's the study of, or you can also say this, the Korean martial art, mm-hmm. if you want to say that.
Right.
But at the end of the day, it is about self-defense in a way. Because we're always talking about kicking and punching and breaking and hurting people. And it's also about discipline and, focus and all of that stuff. But there's so many benefits from doing certain things.
Mm-hmm. Like the other things he had kind of compared it on was workout ability,
mm-hmm.
how much of a workout it gave you,
right,
and also the looks of it, the aesthetics, right. And what's your thoughts on that?
No, I think it's quite valid. I think I guess styles are definitely gonna dictate who it's gonna attract.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the individual, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best martial art for self-defense? Well, the best martial art for self-defense is the martial art you like to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because if you don't enjoy doing it, it's not going to be very good anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's got to be good. And I always say, you know what? If you don't like doing taekwondo with me, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But do martial art. Go find something. Go do that. Because I think it's important. But yeah, I think that every style is a little bit different, like Tai Chi. I'm not sure that's going to give me a real high cardiovascular workout.
Well, typically only like 60-year-old Asian men and women
do Tai Chi. Yeah, that's true. Outside in the park. We're stereotyping here, but I looked into a Tai Chi class one time.
Really?
I was very young.
Yeah.
I went to Chinatown and visited a Tai Chi master. And
yeah.
She was showing me, it was a lady, showing me some stuff. I was like, wow. She got her head to touch her foot. It's like, wow. whoa, that's flexibility.
Yeah.
But for me, it was a little too slow.
Yeah. And
I was only 16, 17 years old and just have too much energy and just wanted to jump around.
Of course.
Yeah, that art would not be a good art for me.
Mm-hmm. Maybe now.
Maybe
you've got to stop getting on the bike.
Well, that's why I do the bike, because it's a little bit easier. Oh. Get off the bike, you can do it.
Work on that flexibility.
Flexibility, yoga. No, that's not for me either.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're right. I mean, what do you think
I don't want to spoil the video too much, but when it comes down to that workout ability,
right.
Taekwondo is not easy.
Right.
Leg work is hard.
It is hard. I like that. I mean, you want to wear someone out, let's just do some kicks.
Yeah.
Lots of kicks.
Yeah.
Kicks.
Right.
If you don't want to work out too much and lecture.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think there are different arts that do that, like mm-hmm. to spend a lot of time talking about the theory.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some arts that like to do a lot. Well, I shouldn't say that, because that might be really more instructor than it is anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could still be, I mean, I could spend a lot of time just talking about taekwondo. You just sit there.
Yeah.
And not really work out. Or just practice.
Yeah, kind of depends on the instructor. Why don't we do this? Why don't we take those through and we'll kind of talk about all three sections in our eyes of Taekwondo.
All right, you go first. Okay. I'm just following you.
Well, no, we just talked about the workout part, right?
Okay, workout.
And the second one was about aesthetics. And so what's your thoughts on aesthetics of Taekwondo?
I think it's really cool. I mean, that's the reason why I started Taekwondo.
Right.
Because I saw the kicks and I go, wow. The kicks were going all over the place. I was like, wow, I want to learn that. Mm-hmm. I want to do that. Mm-hmm. Right? So I think it's really... It is pretty dynamic, and I would even say that, you know, Bruce Lee's martial art, not Jeet Kune Do, but his first art, right, is Wing Chun, which didn't have a lot of high kicks, mm-hmm. and yet his movies were a lot of high kicks, a lot of mm-hmm. spin kicks, and actually a lot of that came from his training with Jun Ri. So those kicks were really more like Taekwondo kicks, mm-hmm. right? So... They are dynamic. It's really cool to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you look at our website, it says, Taekwondo known for its dazzling array of kicks.
Did it say that?
I think so. I think it'd be like at the bottom of our homepage.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You threw that up?
No, that was there. You put that up.
I did?
Yeah, I haven't changed anything on the website.
Oh, maybe. That must have been long time ago.
Long time ago, yeah. Oh,
been a long time ago. Yeah. Anyway, 20, 30 years ago.
Right.
Yes, we did have a website back then.
Mm-hmm, right. Okay, so let's move on. Another aesthetics. Thing he talks about in a martial art is that it has to have a sparring component.
Absolutely. Well,
because
I mean, there are some martial art that don't spar. It's a lot of theoretical, well, you do this, I do that. So those are like drills, right?
Right.
Okay. And we do a lot of that too. We do drills. Can you do that in sparring now? Mm-hmm. Can you perform that technique? Can mm-hmm. you, right? Will they work? Because mm-hmm. when you think of it from a self-defense point of view, that has to happen.
Right.
It's so fluid. It's just, you know, people coming at you. How do you handle that? And so from a self-defense point, I mean, we should definitely talk about self-defense here, not about martial art, right?
Right. Well, that's the third section is how does it work? In a self-defense situation.
Right. And so the sparring component is really quite important. We did a cardio kickboxing class, and a lot of it was just basic Taekwondo techniques, but we're hitting it back. We never paired up with anybody. We never really did that. But they were great kickers. And I used to say, you know what? I bet you our kickboxing students could defend themselves better than our Taekwondo students because they always hit a bag. Mm-hmm. And so when they're laying a kick on somebody or punching someone, they know what it really is like to lay it in there.
Right.
On a constant basis.
On the flip side, because they've never really worked with someone,
right?
How can you move around with someone?
Right. And that's a different story because a bag just stands there. It doesn't do anything. Right. And so the sparring component is important in that respect. Mm-hmm. So I can't say most martial art, I think has some kind of sparring component to it. Mm-hmm. Maybe more so than in some and then others. Mm-hmm. Some may be more theoretical. I don't know. It's like,
well, you can't theoretical like a jujitsu.
No, you gotta.
I mean, that's what you have to do with a partner.
You gotta do that with a partner. You need a partner. And that's kind of a nice thing about Taekwondo is that you don't necessarily always have to have a partner.
Right.
And it's. For me, I think it's a good balance because you don't always want to be sparring yet when you're not ready for that.
Okay, so the third part of his little analysis was the self-defense portion.
Right.
What are some pros and cons for Taekwondo in self-defense?
Well, let's talk about first of all, when people say, oh, well, all fights go to the ground. Yeah, maybe. Could be. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Are most fights, or should I say self-defense situations, are you squared off like you're in a fight?
No.
Or is it that you were jumped in a situation?
Probably.
Okay, so now we're talking about different things, right? Mm-hmm. And so the thing is, if I'm on the ground, that grappling, wrestling, jiu-jitsu kind of thing can be very important. Mm-hmm. But... on the flip side, if you were on the street and you're dealing with someone, but you might have to be dealing with somebody else. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now if you're on the ground and you're wrestling with someone, the other guy could have a bat mm-hmm. and could be clobbering you from behind. Mm-hmm. Actually, it happened to one of my friends. He was in a fight, and I think they went to the ground, and someone came up from behind and hit him on the board, and he woke up, and he found himself in a big dumpster.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it's like, ooh. So from a self-defense point of view, you need to be up on your feet. You need to be able to, okay, I'm just talking about what I think, right? Mm-hmm. Get out of the danger zone, and that means stop your opponent, get out of there. Mm-hmm. And so I don't want to fight them. I want to be able to defend myself and get out. That's all I want to do. And I think from that point of view, Taekwondo is very viable. It's easy for most people to do. Mm-hmm. It's not really that complicated in that mm-hmm. way, I think. I think you can get someone to kick someone pretty hard, pretty quick.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, if you're going against someone that's more experienced, yeah, okay, it's not going to be. But that's the case with anybody.
Yeah.
That's the case with any martial art. So it's really not the art. It's really about that individual mm-hmm. from a self-defense point of view.
Right.
And so as a instructor, we want to teach about all the different aspects of the self-defense to help better prepare them for that moment, mm-hmm. I guess.
Right.
We never rise to the occasion. We always fall back to our lowest level of training.
There you go.
We've heard that so many times.
Yes. Anyways, go ahead and go watch that video below and come back to this video. Let us know your guys' thoughts on Taekwondo and how it falls into those three categories.
You think he's going to see that video? What are you guys talking about?
Well, I watched it. I was waiting to see what kind of score he gave Taekwondo.
Oh, yeah.
He actually didn't get as... He mostly talked about WT. And so... Right. Actually, he really only talked about WT.
Right.
And it didn't get as bad of a score as I thought he was going to give it.
It was better than Aikido.
It was middle of the pack, so...
Middle of the pack.
But usually, a lot of times, you get a lot of hate.
He gave a lot of props for it. From his perspective, I would maybe say, okay, I won't necessarily disagree with what he was kind of saying. Mm-hmm.
But if you guys watch that video, and here's a little spoilers, if you want to go watch it now. But if you watch the end result and you see who he puts at the top spot, I would probably say ITF Taekwondo is up there.
That's it, ITF
right.
Taekwondo.
But he doesn't talk about it, but I could only imagine, based on what he talks about, I think we'd be up there
We would
the
fill
top.
All of those.
Yes, exactly.
Aesthetics, endurance.
And self-defense, that's right. All right, so let us know your guys' thoughts on...
Aesthetics. No. Different types of martial arts.
Anyways, as always, don't forget to be safe.
Keep training.
I'll see you guys next time.
Take one.
Thanks for listening to our podcast.
We hope that you enjoyed it. We hope to see you next time.